ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रमयी की। सो वी आर गोइंग टू रीड I've been asked to speak a few words about Chandan Yatra, Akshaya Tritiya, which passed. So, I will say a few words and then try to recollect a few pastime and some education that we can have from that. On 21st was Akshaya Tritiya. And as we all know, it was a very, very auspicious day. And Akshaya means what will never diminish, will always be growing. So, devotees of the Lord, they like to start serving Krishna on that day in a very special manner, so that their service will always grow. And also, there are many things that happened in Akshaya Tritiya, that particular day. It is mentioned that Treta Yuga started on Akshaya Tritiya, and the Ganges, Ganga, descended to this earth planet on Akshaya Tritiya. And barley, which is used in sacrifice, was created on this day of Akshaya Tritiya. It's also mentioned Sudama went to meet Krishna on Akshaya Tritiya. In this way, so many wonderful things. Parashurama was incarnated, appeared on the day of Akshaya Tritiya. And Akshaya Patra was given to Draupadi on Akshaya Tritiya. In this way, many things, very wonderful day. And devotees of the Lord take advantage and try to render service to Krishna. Many auspicious things are also done by others. And some people, of course, have a very material notion about it. So they try to do a lot of material things and expect that they will be materially benefited throughout forever. But material benefits don't last forever, and they also don't live forever. So it doesn't match, actually. But if you do things like devotional service to the Lord, which is eternal, then that makes some sense. So, actually, there is a nice pastime in Vrindavan, which I thought I will recollect with you on Akshaya Tritiya. Then we will also try to recollect a little bit on Lord Parashurama, because he also appeared on Akshaya Tritiya. There is a very amazing pastime of Krishna in Vrindavan. The story is that one fine day, Krishna, playing with all his gopas, he found that Nanda Maharaj, his father, is getting very busy. He is doing packing, taking his clothes, putting things, many people are helping him. So he was with his mother. He saw this, then he pulled his mother's hand and said, "Mama, where is father going? Is he going somewhere?" Then his mother was very busy cooking, making arrangements, so she didn't say anything much. So again and again he pulled his mother's sari, pallav of the sari, and said, "Mama, tell me, what is happening? What is happening here? Something and all you people are doing. Where is father going? Are you also going?" Then she said, "My dear child, I am very busy. I think your father is going to Prayag. I don't know you. Why don't you go and speak to him? I am busy in the kitchen. Go and speak to him." So the small Krishna, he was very curious. He wanted to know what is happening. Why I am not informed? So quickly he ran with his small feet and he went to his father. His father also was very busy. Then he stopped his father and he said, "Father, what is happening here? Are you going out somewhere?" So the father quickly held his child and he said, "My dear Lala, my dear Krishna, yes, I am actually going out. But I will be back very soon." Then he said, "Father, where are you going today?" Then he said, "I am going to Prayag." "Prayag? You don't know? The king of all the Tirthas, Tirtharaj, Prayag. I am going there." "Why are you going there?" There is a confluence of all the Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati and all the rivers. So I am going to take a bath there. It's very, very auspicious to take a bath there." So suddenly Krishna's face became little thoughtful. "Tell father, why are you going today? Why don't you go tomorrow?" "Why?" His father asked. "Tomorrow is Akshaya Tritiya. You go tomorrow." Then his father looked at his son and his son was, you know, just telling like that. He says, "Okay, my son, if you want me, I'll go tomorrow. I don't mind going tomorrow." So he said, "Okay, father." But everything that Krishna does has got some reason and some plan behind. So his father took rest that night. In the night, he had an amazing dream. Very close by, there was the famous Pavana Sarovar Lake. It's another pastime for that. And his father had gone to that lake. And there he saw a very kingly person with a crown laughing. And he was rolling in the mud in Pavana Sarovar. He's rolling in the mud, rolling in the mud. Then getting down in the Pavana Sarovar lake and taking a dip. Then coming back again and then laughing, again rolling in the mud. Again he got up, again he went to Pavana Sarovar and he took his bath. Again came to the shore in the mud. Again he rolled around. So Nanda Maharaj asked, "May I know who are you and what are you doing? You look like a king with a kiridam on your head." So he said, "I am Tirtharaj Prayag." "You don't know? I am personification Tirtharaj Prayag." "You are Tirtharaj Prayag? And what are you doing here today?" "Today is Akshaya Tritiya. I have come here to purify myself." "What?" "I have come here to take bath in Pavana Sarovar. I mean to this Sarovar. And every time I take bath in it, I feel all Pavana. I feel completely purified. Because throughout the year, so many people are coming and taking bath and putting all their sins on me. Every year I come during Akshaya Tritiya here. And in Vrindavan dust I roll and then I take my bath in this amazing lake and it completely purifies me and I become ecstatic thinking of Krishna." Nanda Maharaj is hearing from Tirtharaj Prayag himself. Then his dream breaks and in the morning Krishna comes after some time and says, "Father, when are you going? I also want to come with you." "When are you going? I also want to come with you." Then his father looked at his son and said, "No, my son, I have decided not to go." "Why? Why you did not go? Yesterday you wanted to go. I told you go tomorrow. So why you don't want to go? Today is very auspicious Akshaya Tritiya." "No, my son. Prayag Raj himself is taking bath here. We will go and take bath in Pavana Sarovar. That is enough. And everything will be all right." So Krishna said, "Yes, father, I'll also come with you." And they went and took bath in Pavana Sarovar on Akshaya Tritiya. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki. In this way, the Lord very nicely told him to postpone his trip, because in the night he arranged for Tirtharaj Prayag to go speak to my father. Please tell him what is happening here. He doesn't have to go all the way to Prayag to purify himself. Right here, I am there. And all the Tirthas are coming to Vrindavan. So in this way, it's mentioned in Akshaya Tritiya that purification happened for Tirtharaj Prayag himself in that Pavana Sarovar. That's why it came to be known as Pavana Sarovar, purifying. So everybody takes bath in Pavana Sarovar. And lots of pastimes of Krishna happened there, the Gopas and the Gopis also. So on Akshaya Tritiya, we also discussed that many things happened. I want to pick on this particular pastime of Lord Parashuram. He appeared. Bhagavatam describes very wonderfully how, in many places it describes how Parashuram came and he destroyed all the evil Kshatriyas who were not doing their duty properly. Kshatriya means he's supposed to protect the citizens and give security to everybody. That is the duty of a Kshatriya. But if the Kshatriya himself started exploiting the people and taking away things from them, then what will the people do? In Kali Yuga, you can see people who are supposed to protect, they will exploit the people whom they are supposed to protect. Nobody has got any type of protection. Prabhupada gave example that the child in the womb is completely under the protection of the mother. And when the mother kills the child, what can the child do? So people abort their children. Most horrible. So when a person is depending on somebody with no other help, if that person is exploited by that person who is you're depending on, then what will happen? So it is not nice that Kshatriyas, they will not give protection but exploit the people. So it is mentioned that Lord came in the form of his Shakti Avesh avatar, a very powerful personality empowered as Parashurama. There is three types of Rama, one Lord Ramachandra, one Balarama, one Parashurama. Parasu, he took that axe in his hand and he was very powerful person. He was born in an amazing way. There's a history to that given in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam describes how King Gadi, he had a wonderful daughter called Satyavati, but he laid one condition, very special condition. Mostly nobody can satisfy the condition. He said, you must bring 1,000 horses with 1 ear that is white. One of the ears should be white, other should be black. 1,000 horses you have to bring there. You roam the whole world itself, it is very difficult to get horses. He laid this impossible condition. And his daughter was very qualified, so nobody came. Nobody could. But there was a powerful Muni, Richika Muni. He said, I will bring 1,000 horses. And he was very powerful personality. By his penances, by his austerities, he was very powerful. So amazingly, he bought 1,000 horses and gave to Gadi. See, 1 year like this. Take, I want your daughter in marriage. Gadi offered the daughter in marriage to Satyavati. Then he knew that this Muni must be very powerful, that he is able to do this impossible thing that I told. So Gadi's wife, the queen, she also became very excited. My daughter is getting married to such a great person. So Gadi got, Richika Muni got married to Satyavati. Then Satyavati duly served him. Then one fine day, she requested that I must have a child. I am after all your wife. So she asked for a child. So Ruchikamani said, okay, I will prepare a powerful potion to give it to you. And then you should take it. Then his mother also, that mother of Satyavati also said, hey, for me also you tell. I also want a powerful son. Ruchika Muni can do all these wonderful things, your husband. Why don't you ask him for me also? So she told, how can I tell my husband like this? But anyway, I will say. So she went and told her husband, Ruchika Muni, my mother also wants a son. Can you prepare something? So he said, okay. He was a very nice person. My wife is asking. Okay. So he prepared. And he gave, this is for your mother. This is for you. For our son. Give it to your mother and you take. So the mother, as soon as the daughter came and said, this is for me. And they said, which is for you? That only I want. Said, mother, but my husband is, how does he know? Why are you worried? I know he would have done something very special for you. So I want that. I know he will not care for me because I am a queen, old lady, and he may not be bothered. So I will eat yours, you eat mine. Anyway, reluctantly, mother is bullying her. So Satvati consumed what was meant for the mother. And she took what is meant for the daughter. Then she went and confided to the husband after some time. Then the husband said, very bad for you. I have produced for your mother that potion meant to produce a very powerful kshatriya. Instead, you have taken that. Your son will become a deadly kshatriya. I had actually produced for me a brahmana, a brilliant brahmana son. But you have, you know, given that to your mother. So immediately the wife said, I'm very sorry, please do something about it. I don't want to give birth to kshatriya. I don't want to give birth to this powerful kshatriya. Please do something. Please make the kshatriya my grandson. This is, you know, women will ask, do all sorts of funny things and then ask all sorts of funny boons on the husband. So the husband said, okay, you stupid lady, now you're asking me this. First you asked for the mother, I gave you for the mother. Now you're telling what you gave for mother, I ate and what you did. And now you want me, okay, he said, okay, I make like that. So Satyavati gave birth to a wonderful son. He was Jamadagni, a nice brahmana, a wonderful brahmana. Jamadagni got married to Renuka. And Jamadagni and Renuka were a wonderful couple. You know the famous story about Jamadagni and Renuka. You know, he told Parashuram to cut off her head. And Parashuram cut off her head. All the stories are there. Anyway, Jamadagni and Renuka were a powerful couple. And they gave birth to Parashurama. He was that powerful kshatriya who was supposed to have been born to the mother of Satyavati. And he became the grandson of Satyavati. Parashuram appeared. Very powerful person. Very strict. And very obedient. This is a pastime where Jamadagni is a great saintly person, brahmana. His wife is so chaste. And she will go every day and make a pot out of sand, fill it with water and come. Because of her chastity. Because she is such a pativrata, she is able to do that. And he knows by his mystic potency. One fine day, she is doing that, thinking about her husband, and some Gandharva will sing and go on the top, and her attention will get lost to the Gandharva and his singing. Then the pot will not be formed and the water will not come. And Jamadagni will know, my wife has lost her chastity. by thinking of another person. So he will order Parashurama, his son, so you finish off your mother. She doesn't deserve to be my wife. And Parashurama immediately took his axe and cut off his mother's neck, head. Then Jamadagni became so pleased with Parashurama that immediately you listen to me, tell me what boon you want. I want my mother back. Mother immediately reinstated her mother back. So mother came back. He had that power. Very powerful Brahmanas. Such were the people. Such a person was Parashurama. My father says anything, I listen to him. My guru says, I'll immediately listen to him. I completely depend on, I follow their instruction. Such a person was Parashurama. Very dedicated to his father, very interested in learning many things. And in this way, but one thing was, at that time there were a lot of Kshatriyas. He was a sage living in the forest and living a simple life. But the Kshatriya kings ruling everywhere were doing all sorts of crazy things, exploiting people, the rulers, the political setup that they had. And Parashuram was feeling very much about all these people. They are not protecting the people. It so happened at that time was that famous demon, Kartyavirarjuna. Kartyavirarjuna had pleased Lord Shiva and he had got a boon and he got 1,000 arms. 500 on one side, 500 on one side. How many hands he has got. And with that he would play tabla and musical instruments, and Lord Shiva would dance. He became very pleased with him. So many things like that he did. So he got this boon and he was very powerful. So powerful, there is a pastime that one day he did not know what to do with his power. He was itching to fight somebody. So he held the whole river like a dam and didn't allow the water to pass. With his 1,000 arms, he made a dam and stood in the middle of the river and played with all so many women. He was having a wonderful time. He held the water without flowing. That I think is in the Narmada river. And he stopped. And because of the water built up. And Ravana had made his big camp there. It completely flooded Ravana's camp. Nobody does this to Ravana. He's such a big demon. So Ravana came, who is that rascal who is doing this? Kartyaviri Arjuna with 2 arms alone, he caught him, twisted him, put him inside his camp, tied him up like a monkey and put him on a string. So powerful was Kartyaviri Arjuna, he did this to Ravana. He just put him on a string like, you know, you have all these people coming around with a monkey and beating the stick and the monkey will do everything. Like that he put him, sit down there. Ravana could not do anything. He was so powerful. This Kartyaviri Arjuna one day came with all his people, many of his disciples and people and followers, everything to Jamadagni's ashram. And Jamadagni received him. Oh king, please come. He said, no, I don't want to actually trouble you. And, no, please come. I like to welcome you. You're a king. After all, no, you're just a saint in the forest, a Brahmana in the forest. I don't want to say, don't worry at all. I want to give you the best of reception. You're a king. Please take your bath and come. Bring all your soldiers, bring all your men. I have a feast arranged for you. He said, okay. Maybe he's some powerful rishi. Kartiviri Arjuna with his 1,000 arms, such a powerful person, with all his soldiers. He came to Jamadagni's ashram after his bath. He found, wow, a huge setup, a gallery for taking prasadam. Wonderful tents decorated and plates all laid and big preparations ready. How did you do this? He was wondering. He said, no, you first eat. And Kartiviri Arjuna sat down with all his soldiers and everybody. And a sumptuous feast was served. And all the time he was wondering, this person in the forest, just a poor Brahmana, you should be eating on leaves, fruits and berries and roots. How he is able to give me all these things? Eat, eat. And he fed everybody, all the soldiers ate. Amazing preparations. Then Karti Virajana, after eating, he said, I want to see how you did this. He said, I have Kamadenu, cow with me. Whatever supply I want, I can get. Anytime I can feed anybody. So Kartivirya Arjuna thought, Are, I am a king, I have so much power, wealth, fame, opulence, but I cannot do what you have done. What's the use of being a king? I want the cow. I want that cow. Then he said, No, my dear king, please don't do that. Anytime I can give you any service you want through the cow. But he's simple Brahmana. He didn't say anything. Karti Virjana forcefully took the cow. That cow started crying, save me, save me. And he said, Now I'm going to save you, keep you with me. You're going to come with me. And he forcefully took the cow. Jamadagni could not do anything. He did not do anything. Because he's a king. He just tolerated it. And he prayed to the Lord very sincerely. In this way, something very bad happened in Jamadagni's ashram. So, Parashuram was not there at that time. He had gone out. When he came back, he learnt, Karti Virarjuna did this to my father. He stole the cow and went. Immediately he mounted his horse. And then he rode behind, chased Karti Virarjuna. Right up to his palace. Karti Virajuna was told that Parashuram, the son of Jamadagni, has come asking for the cow. Are, who is he? He sent his army. Entire army he routed. Parashuram finished everybody in the army. Then he sent infantry. Then he said that, this, everything single-handedly Parashuram finished. Then Karti Virajuna had to come out. Said, come out. Then what he did? He with his parasu chopped off the 1,000 arms of Kartivirya Arjuna. Such a deadly warrior he was, Parashuram. Who is doing this to? This person had put Ravana like a monkey. In no time, single-handedly destroyed his whole army, everybody in the city, and finished his arms and almost lopped off his head, took off his head. Then he came back to his father and he said, I have done this. His father said, No, you should not have done that. You shouldn't do this. You go on pilgrimage and atone for your sin. You should never do this. I tolerated it. Then he told his son, Parashuram, Kshaminam Asu Bhagavan Tushyate Haririshwaraha Kshamaya Rochyate Lakshmin Brahmi Shauri Yata Prabha. He said, patience, tolerance, forgiveness, these are all very important for a saintly person. And a person who does that, he shines forth in his spiritual life. If a person is forgiving, then it pleases Krishna very much. Kshaminam Asu Bhagavan Tushyate Harir Ishwarah. Hari will become very pleased to you if you tolerate, if you forgive those persons who do wrong to you. You have not done that. So my dear son, you go and atone for your sins you have committed. So although he lost his cow, although he was such a great sage who was insulted by Kartivirya Arjuna, he never strayed from the principle. He told his son, do the right thing. Forgiveness. Whatever happens to you, the capacity to forgive purifies a person. Many times in this world we are attacked by all sorts of people. All sorts of things happen to us. And invariably we are made to get angry, we repent, we feel lamentation, and then we can't help that we want to do something to that person who has put us in this situation. But the Shastra is selling as, Bhagavatam is selling as, it's okay. It must be happening under the control of the Lord. You don't react to it. Automatically, what has to happen will happen. Right? In this way, although Jamadagni gave advice to Parashuram, Parashuram wandered, he did his pilgrimage, but later he came back again and attacked the Kshatriyas. Because he is an incarnation of the Lord. And he really routed so many bad kings and destroyed many Kshatriyas. And amazingly we see that in this incarnation as Lord Ramachandra, Lord Ramachandra will meet Parashurama. Bhishma will also meet Parashurama. And there are wonderful leelas that will happen. Lord Ramachandra will prove to him that he is the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Parashuram will accept defeat from Lord Ramachandra. Similarly, Parashuram will also accept defeat from Bhishma. Bhishma will fight with Parashuram and Parashuram will accede and say, okay, you are powerful. I agree to you. So how strong Bhishma must be? In this way, the Supreme Lord Parashuram enacted his pastime. And we know that yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Whenever there is adharma, the Lord descends and performs this amazing devotional activity. So this Parashurama, he appeared on Akshaya Tritiya. This is the month of Vaishakha. And we can do any form of devotional service is multiplied many times and we get amazing benefit. This is also supposed to be a heated month. Unfortunately, due to amazing climate changes that are happening, we are having a very pleasant weather here. It's slowly supposed to get hotter and hotter. That's why the Lord is applied with Chandan. Chandana Yatra means his body is, you know, coated with Chandan so that his body will remain cool. This is the type of special seva that is done in this month. I told you this is a special devotional service in this month. So anybody who wants to volunteer can do Chandan. And that will be applied on the body of the Lord. And later we can get Chandan Prasadam, which is from the wonderful transcendental body of the Lord. This Chandan we can apply on our forehead also. So this is a month for special opportunities in devotional service. In Akshaya Tritiya day, you can make donations to the Lord. And also throughout this Vaishakha month is very good for giving offerings to the Lord. And you can get many times benefit. You can chant Hare Krishna more. You can speak about Krishna consciousness to many more people. You can read Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, and try to make more spiritual progress in this month. So we hope that by Krishna's blessings, all of you will chant Hare Krishna and in this way make progress in your spiritual lives, taking advantage of this month. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki.